Today is the 19th Sunday after Pentecost. This week there will be a conference for the men of the parish here. It will be held here at the chapel here in Oyster Bay this Wednesday, October 19th. The conference will begin at 7:30 p.m. followed by refreshments. Now, please note that October 19th is also Bishop Kelly's 29th anniversary of Episcopal consecration, and I ask that you please remember His Excellency especially on that day in gratitude for all that He has done for us throughout the years. Now, this year, the Christmas Craft Fair will take place in Melville on Saturday, November 19th. Anyone who is able to assist us in selling raffle tickets and all the preparations that go into the craft fair, please contact the school office. The teachers and students of St. Pius V School will enthrone the Sacred Heart next Thursday, October 27th at 1 p.m., and all are invited to attend. This Friday, October 21st through Sunday, October 23rd, of course, is going to be our 40 hours devotion. That will be held at the St. Pius V School in Melville. Please call the school office to sign up for an hour of adoration. The All Saints Day pageant will be held on Monday, October 31st at St. Pius V School, and all are invited to attend. And I do ask that you please remember in your prayers the repose of the souls of Mr. Chuck Selway and Mr. Fred Skirky. Chuck Selway was the brother of Mother Mary Bosco. He died this past week. Also, Fred Skirky died last night. Fred Skirky is the father of Father Paul Skirky. He is the father of Sister Marie Colette and Sister Mary Martha. He is also the brother of Father Martin Skirky and Sister Virginia Maria. Now, I ask you please keep their families in your prayers as well, and join me now in praying for the repose of their souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. May they rest in peace. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed to the mercy of God rest in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And finally, if this is your first time here at St. Pius V Chapel, all are welcome to attend our masses and ceremonies here. But I would point out before one approaches the communion rail, it is first necessary to speak to one of the priests. Now, the epistle to be read for the 19th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 4. Brethren, be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new man, who according to God is created in justice and holiness of truth. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak ye the truth every man with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your anger. Give not place to the devil. He that stole, let him now steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have something to give to him that suffereth need. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 22. At that time, Jesus spoke to the chief priests and the Pharisees in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is likened to a king who made a marriage for his son. And he sent his servants to call them that were invited to the marriage, and they would not come. Again he sent other servants, saying, Tell them that they were invited. Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My beeves and fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come ye to the marriage. But But they neglected and went their ways, one to his farm and another to his merchandise. And the rest laid hands on his servants, and having treated them contumeliously, put them to death. But when the king had heard of it, he was angry, and he sending his armies, he destroyed those murderers and burnt their city. Then he saith to his servants, the marriage indeed is ready, but they that were invited were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, call to the marriage. And his servants going forth into the ways gathered together all that they found, both bad and good, and the marriage was filled with guests. And the king went in to see the guests, and he saw there a man who had not on a wedding garment. And he saith to him, friend, how camest thou hither not having on a wedding garment? But he was silent. Then the king said to the waiters, bind his hands and feet, and cast him into the exterior darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. And he saith to him, friend, how camest thou in hither, having not on a wedding garment? Words taken from today's Gospel, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, there is a short story from years ago about a certain Catholic family who were accustomed each night to recite their evening prayers together. The family consisted of a father, a mother, and five children. And each night, the mother would call the children when it was time for prayers. Come, it's time to say our night prayers, she would say. But then she would add, be sure to wash your hands and face. If the angels come for you during the night, you don't want them to find you with dirty hands and faces. All the more so, the good mother continued. Every one of us must keep his soul clean, because if the angels come for you during the night or during the day, you don't want them to find you with the filth of sin on your soul. Now, in today's Gospel, St. Matthew relates the parable of the royal wedding banquet. The king in the parable represents God the Father. The Son, in whose honor the banquet was celebrated, represents our Lord Jesus Christ. And the wedding banquet itself is symbolic of the everlasting joys of heaven, which our Lord, by His sacred passion and death, obtained for us. And the guests who are invited to the banquet represent all men, both Jew and Gentile. And the servants who announce the invitation represent the prophets, the apostles, and their successors, Catholic bishops and priests. And the meaning, my dear friends, of the parable is this. All men are invited to partake in the wedding banquet. That is to say, all men are invited by God Almighty to partake in the everlasting joys of heaven. But in order to do this, something is required. And what is required is a certain state of soul that is likened to the wedding garment in the parable. And that state of soul is sanctifying grace. Hence, the man in the parable who appeared at the wedding feast before the king and his son without a wedding garment, and who thus do not have, represents all those who die in the state of mortal sin, and who thus do not have on the wedding garment of sanctifying grace. And it is sad, but all too true, that there are, my dear friends, people like that today. Many reject the one true faith. Many others do not obey the commandments of God. They thus live in mortal sin. They remain in the occasions of sin which ensure their continued slavery to a life of deliberate sin. And how many go this way, often presuming that in the end, somehow, they will be saved? How many souls are now lost forever in hell because they presumed? You know, one day a certain man asked our Lord a question. He said, "Lord, are they few that are saved?" Listen how our divine Savior responded to that question. "Enter ye in," he said. "Enter ye in at the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there are who go thereat." How narrow is the gate, and straight, that is, difficult the way that leadeth to life, and few there are that find it. That's how he answered the question. And thus he answered in the affirmative. And thus the gospel concluded today, "Many are called, but few are chosen." As the wedding garment then represents sanctifying grace, so the striving to enter by the narrow gate represents a life dedicated to preserving at all costs sanctifying grace in our souls. We must, my dear people, dedicate and consecrate ourselves to living a life in God's grace. That is the narrow gate, so that when we die and seek to enter the wedding feast, we shall do so and not be cast out with the many into the exterior darkness, as our Lord said in today's parable, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, I know we all have many concerns today in our own personal lives, and many concerns today about the world, and in particular, the sad and deplorable state of our nation, which is suffering from a political, economic, social, and moral upheaval like never before. But far worse is the widespread impurity, perversion, and sin among people. How we all ought to be praying the rosary every day, beseeching Our Lady of Fatima to obtain the conversion of poor sinners and mercy for our nation. But even as we do, all the more, my dear people, ought we to be living our lives in the state of sanctifying grace and practicing those Christ-like virtues of charity and patience, meekness and holy purity, receiving the sacraments, attending Mass with devotion. These are the things that help preserve grace in our souls and dispose us to an increase of sanctifying grace. There is really only one thing that matters more than anything else, and that is we save our immortal souls for heaven. If God forbid we should lose our souls, then as far as we are concerned, everything is lost. If we will one day celebrate the wedding banquet of everlasting life in heaven, then we must die wearing that wedding garment. That is, we must die in the state of grace. And to ensure that we will die in the state of grace and the love of God, we must now, as our Lord commands, strive to daily live our life in the state of grace. For that is the narrow gate spoken of by the merciful Christ in answer to the man who asked, "Lord, are they few that are saved?" Strive then, my dear people, to live your life in the state of grace and have confidence in the infinite mercy of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the sweet intercession of Mary Immaculate. Ever mindful of the words of that good Catholic mother, "Every one of us must keep his soul clean, because if the angels come for us during the night or during the day, we don't want them to find us with the filth of sin on our souls." And finally, as I mentioned in the announcements, this coming Friday and through Sunday, we will have the 40 hours devotion at St. Pius V School, beginning at 11 a.m. with a solemn High Mass. Let us all, during this extraordinary and special devotion, show our faith, show our love, and our gratitude to the Eucharistic Christ by spending at least 1 hour with Him. And be assured, in the words of St. Alphonsus de Liguori, who says that the time you will spend with devotion before this most divine sacrament will be the most profitable to you in life and the source of your greatest consolation in death and in eternity. For time, St. Alphonsus says, time spent devoutly in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament will gain you more than all other spiritual exercises of the day. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.